Welcome, everyone, and thank you for joining me. My name is Rita Moore, and I'm a psychic medium. I connect with those who have passed over. Tonight we have a special guest, psychic Becky Hughes, who is my personal favorite and sweetheart of a gal. Hi, Becky.
Hi, Rita.
How's it going, girl?
It's going pretty good. It's been a good day.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Now, what we're going to do tonight, we're opening up the lines to the calls, of course, and we want to keep the readings between 5 and 10 minutes in length, and we're not legally able to answer medical questions. So, basically, here we go. So, Becky,
yes.
You know, I've been thinking over a lot of, you know, I know that a lot of us are going through some changes lately, and one of the terms that I hear is going with the flow. How many times have you heard that?
All the time.
I mean, I wish I had a nickel for every time I've heard that. And personally, you know, I never felt quite okay with that phrase or the concept of going with the flow, because to me it always implied like taking a back seat, you know, in the participation of my life. And you know me, I'm not that kind of gal.
Exactly.
You know, I found it rather disempowering on so many levels. But eventually, I got that, as I would call it, that aha moment. And all of a sudden, it started to click. You know, wait a minute, going with the flow doesn't necessarily mean that things are beyond my control or I don't have an active participation in it. At least in my new understanding, I guess you would say, it means to become an observer in life. Sometimes we just have to take an emotional step back and look at our lives, maybe situations, in what I would call a non-active and non-judgmental way. Because I think by becoming so, it brings you more fully in the present moment to create, you know, the changes that you would prefer to experience.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hi, this is Rita and Becky. Who do we have on the line with us tonight?
Hi, this is Cindy.
Hello.
Hi, Cindy.
Welcome in. How can we help you?
Well, I was calling to see if there was anything you could tell me about my son.
Okay. Now, you're going to have to be just a little bit more specific as to what you want to know.
Okay. I lost my son.
Okay. Okay, let me tell you what I'm picking up, Cindy, and I may ask you a question as a yes or no, just to get validated to make sure that I'm on the right track with this.
Okay.
And also, Becky, if you're getting any impressions, of course, feel free to jump in. I'm getting two or three, the number two or three, which means that it could have been 2 or 3 weeks ago, 2 or 3 months ago, or 2 or 3 years ago. And usually, I'm also seeing strings around him, and I don't mean cotton strings, I mean instrumental strings. And let me see what I'm picking up on that. And I'm going to ask you something for validation.
Okay.
The way your son is showing me, there's someone else in the family with him, and the person that I feel is with him is also someone who is close in his age range. It may not have happened within the same time frame, but there is someone that has passed in the family that is similar. Does that make sense?
No, that doesn't make sense.
Okay, because the person that I'm seeing with him is male, okay, dark-headed male, fairly light-skinned. I'm not sensing like a tan or anything like that, fairly light-skinned.
Right.
And, okay, now let me get one thing straight. Is that your son I'm seeing or is that someone that's with him? That's the person that's with him.
Right.
Okay. Because that's who I'm seeing, and I'm not quite sure of the relationship, but I do feel there's definitely a connection there. And I also feel too that here's what I'm processing with this, Cindy. The first thing that I'm getting from this is that it was fairly quick, but not totally unexpected. Okay. I'm not feeling like this was a long, drawn-out kind of situation.
No, it wasn't.
I'm sorry, honey, I didn't hear you.
No, it was not.
No. But yet, and let me ask you a question, too. Did your son have any kind of issues with chemical imbalances in the brain?
No.
Okay. Because what I'm seeing here... There's someone, like I said, it's very, very, like, standing right next to him, and whoever this person is, their energy is pretty strong, okay? And it may be on this other individual that I'm picking up, because your son is the weaker energy, I have to tell you that. The other person is much, much stronger, this male energy, and I also feel that there was something either to do around this, maybe this other person with depression. Now, also, I'm getting an interesting view of your son, and the reason why I say that is because I'm seeing ages, like as he goes through different times in his life, almost as if he's showing me different things.
Uh-huh.
But I, you know, here's the deal. On a certain level, I feel like probably he was maybe in his maybe 20s or 30s. I'm sorry, honey. You're breaking up.
Okay.
But there was like almost a mentality like of a teenager. Does that make sense to you, Cindy? Okay. Okay. And because of that, it's like whether there was a physical reason for that or just that's just the way he was. It's just the way God made him. Okay.
Right.
And I also feel, too, that this male energy that he's with, is that male energy also connected to you?
That male energy could be connected to me. It's not a family member, but someone
it's very close to you, though. I mean, I just feel like this person really knows you and is kind of watching over your son, so to speak, almost like there's a connection with this person. And I'm, you know, at least that's the way I'm seeing it. Now, why does he keep showing me, like, strings to an instrument? Do you have any idea about that?
I have no idea.
Okay.
No
idea. It's almost like I'm seeing vertical strings, not horizontal strings, so I'll have to figure that out at some point.
Okay.
But that's kind of what he's showing me. And I don't want, I never get too personal on the air, because I don't feel that's necessary, but I feel there's some connection with that, and maybe you can understand that, you know what I'm saying? But I do feel that at some level, he may have had, I don't know if he had a hand in his own death, okay?
No.
But I do know that it was, even though it was somewhat expected, I'm also getting the feeling that... somewhere in the back of your mind, maybe you knew it was going to happen. At least that's the way he's showing it to me. But I can tell you this much. Okay, let me see if I can connect on the level of... Okay, there's an initial, and he's showing me the initial N, like Nancy or, you know, there's an N connection with him. And I also feel, too, that... he's finishing, he's finishing up what he started here, and it's like he's continuing with that. It's like whatever, let's say he was into computers for argument's sake, okay? It's like what he's showing me, he's in that process of continuation. He hasn't stopped the process yet. And I think that he's really excited about connecting, though. It's like... I never thought I'd make it through, is what I'm feeling with this. Also, was he especially close with your mother?
Yes.
Okay, because
very
he brings
close.
yeah, he brings up his grandmother. What was that, honey?
Yes, they were very close.
Okay. Because I feel like, it's like, how could I explain it, the way he's making me feel the emotion? Okay. He's, not that he's not concerned about you, he's very concerned about you and he loves you, but he was more concerned about his grandmother, about his passing, than, you know, he was
right.
more afraid that would it would affect her physically detrimentally. Does that make sense?
Yes,
it does. Okay.
It does.
And, and I feel like she connects with him or at least talks to him.
Uh-huh.
And it's like he hears her and he wants her to know that he definitely hears her. And
right.
so because of that, yeah. And have you been looking through some photo albums or some pictures of him or
right.
something lately, something to do with
yes.
photographs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
The reason why I'm saying that, Cindy, is because sometimes they show me things that may seem very inconsequential, but
right.
it's just one more of a little trigger to let you know, yes, Mom, it's me. You
right.
know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And there's another, okay, who, did he have a brother or someone very close to him when he was here in this level? Because he's speaking about a male. Who is the male
brother.
That he, no brother,
I'm sorry?
But, okay, I'm getting like awful feedback here, but I'm sorry, Cindy.
Okay.
It's like you're coming through like rah, rah, rah. So, but there is a male energy that he was very close to on Earth, and that that person is still here, and
mm-hmm.
he just wants that person to know that he's okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Did he yeah. know anyone by the name of Matt or Matthew that you
yes.
know of?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. He's talking about a Matt. The way he's not saying Matthew, he's saying Matt. It's Matt.
Okay.
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 So
okay.
I don't know who Matt is, but since you do, that's a good thing.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I do.
You had it like a ceremony for him that was very personalized, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, personalized in the sense that it's what not what the family would want, but what he would want. It
yes.
was a tribute
mm-hmm.
to him. And he
yes,
was very
he
appreciative of that. He felt that
good.
That was, you know, very, he felt very honored by that. And he,
well,
he wanted,
good.
And he knows that you went through, how would you say, you did certain special things for him that, you know, he was very appreciative of.
Okay.
So, and he talks yeah. about Thanksgiving. Was there anything... That's still around the time of Thanksgiving, honey?
Uh-huh. That makes sense.
I know, Cindy. And I can tell you that your son, from what I'm seeing of him, that he's just thrilled to make this connection and to let you
yes.
know that he is alive and well. And I know that sounds crazy, but... It's like we don't stop here on this planet. We just
right.
don't. We're eternal, you know.
Right. Yeah.
And when your time comes, honey, which hopefully
yeah.
is not a long, long way away, you'll reunite with your son. I mean,
yeah.
we come
yeah.
in soul groups, you know. Nothing is ever lost
yeah.
in the mind of God. And he,
yeah.
we're all a part of that, Cindy. So
yeah.
I want you to understand that, honey.
Thank you.
But
thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. And you take care and you call us whenever you feel the need to, Cindy. And
so
have a wonderful
what did you
night.
Tell you, at the beginning when you said the two or the three?
Uh-huh.
He died on the 23rd, so I just wanted to validate.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah,
oh,
that's
wow.
what that was.
Yeah,
real,
because
real
I...
Quick.
It's kind of the way it comes sometimes, you know, if I'm not in my right mind, which normally I'm not,
uh-huh.
I have to kind of decipher the information that's coming through.
that's what it was. So, anyway. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
You're quite welcome, Cindy. Really quick,
bye-bye. For some reason, I'm not sure if it's, I'm not sure where I'm getting this, but it almost feels like there's been trying to, like, some communication in the sense of, like, when a song is played or something like that. I feel like, I don't know if that's where you're getting the music string
from.
Oh,
the music.
But I'm getting, like, some sort of, like, you'll hear, like, a song, and it's like it'll hit you at the right time of when you need it.
Yeah.
I feel like that's him. Has that been happening with you?
That makes sense, yes, very much so.
Mm-hmm.
That's him. Also,
he's
for some
trying to reach her through the music.
Exactly. And then also another thing I've been picking up with her is I keep getting, like, water waves. And I don't know what that means except for the vibrations, which I was going with the music strings. It's like communicating. It's like you'll notice, like, certain things, like, on TV will come on or, you know, you think you hear something, like, you know, like as you're talking on a phone or you'll hear something in, like, a radio or something. But it feels like communicating through music.
All the time, yes. Mm-hmm. Very much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, thank you so much, Cindy, for allowing us to share this with you. And like I said, whenever you feel the need, you let us know and call us back.
Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
Bye, Cindy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, honey. So, in any event, we are on a roll, girl.
That was a strong one.
that was a strong one because a lot of times, you know, two psychics, I think, are better than one if they're on the same wavelength.
Yes.
but you know, like I said, we go through change, and change is basically inevitable, you know. So let's talk about change. I mean, how many of you are out there that are going through significant changes right now, or have been through them, or just change, just in general, you know? Becky, have you been going through some change lately?
I've been going through a lot of different changes here lately, and I've noticed, like, a lot of my clients have, too. It's almost like it's this weird, like, cleansing period that a lot of people are going through, and it's not just cleansing. It's kind of like forgiving and releasing and creating that new spot for, you know, new change to come, that new level of, you know, awareness of what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of different... There's a lot of clearings going on right now.
I, too, am in that process. I'm changing a whole mess of stuff in my life and for the better, you know.
Yes.
And it kind of brings to mind, change can be, I get it like a twofold idea when I think about change. The first change concept, I guess you would say, is that it can be like a process that can sometimes lead to what I call the ordeal, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Or it can be like instantaneous, you know? Like instantaneous is as simple as changing your mind. I mean, how quick is that? You know, it's like change. I'm thinking about change and then that's the thought process. But there's also, like I said, the process, sometimes that can lead to the ordeal. But I think that sometimes we focus too much on the situation that we're dealing with as opposed to our reaction to it. You know, let's face it, everybody's life is subjective. We all, you know, you can have a client call with a hangnail and their life came to an end, and then you can have a client that calls with really some major issues, but what's the difference? You know, the difference is in the way you're perceiving it and the way you're reacting to it. Because I personally know people that have gone through some horrendous changes, okay? Children that have been murdered, things of that nature. And yet, even though their grief and their response is natural, the aplomb in which they handle this defies description. You know what I'm saying? They're really truly grace under pressure, you know. And we also have to look at the fact that, you know, there's the old saying that if anything is constant, it's change. And as creationary beings, we create, and so, you know, you have to say, well, where is our part in this, you know? So I believe at some point we have consciously decided, which is that instantaneous change, that we do want to change something. It's like, and Becky, you had talked about that point of awareness.
Yeah.
That, you know, that you had said, like, enough is enough, and, you know, what were you telling me about that?
It was, about my situation, or?
Well, just generally, like, you know, like you were telling me, like, enough is enough, I've had it, you know, let it go.
Yeah, it's like you hit that point that it's like, it's almost like you have, like, chains with bricks on them, and they're just holding you down, you know, and it's like, eventually you look at it and you're like, okay, I'm going to release this and just let it be, let it go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hi, this is Rita and Becky. Welcome in. Who do we have on the line tonight?
Oh, you have Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
We have a Rebecca.
Like
Yay, Rebecca.
I really like her name.
I do, too. It has a fond place in my heart. How can we help you this evening, Rebecca?
Well, I'm not really too sure if maybe one of several people might have a message for me. I have five people I went to school with that have passed over. My dad and my son have passed over as well.
Your dad and your brother?
And my son.
And your son?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who's the female energy up there that's keeping them all corralled?
Jenny.
Now, who is she? Because I feel a very strong female energy around them.
Oh, she's the one, unless, of course, it's my dog. I don't know. She passed over, too.
No, it's not a dog. It's a human. Although, corral may be a mischoice of words.
Oh, yeah, she was really something else. But, no, it's Jenny. I went to school with her, grammar school, and then 1 year high school.
Okay. Now, did any one of these individuals like voting?
I don't think so.
I'm seeing a boat. Okay, I don't know what this means, and it could also be metaphoric, but we're going to work with, we're going to just keep moving on because I don't stop. So,
okay.
Let me tell you what I'm observing. The first thing that I see is that yes, they are together. Okay, I'm not seeing like one is on one level and all this and that. I am seeing a togetherness with them, and I'm also feeling, and correct me if I'm wrong, but did any of them go together or close to each other?
Jenny, her sister was dating a guy, and the guy also passed over. And I think they went within a year of each other. Is that fairly close?
It's pretty close, but not as close as I'm thinking, okay? Because I'm seeing two, like, really almost joined at the hip. Now, you said you lost your father and your son, and who was the
right.
third person?
Oh, it's just a group of five people I went to school with.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's when the brain starts working faster than the mouth. The two males are very close. They're kind of together. The female is a little bit further back. She may have died before them, or she's just kind of hanging back, just watching. But I also feel I'm sensing that your father and your son are definitely almost like I would say joined at the hip here. They're very, very close. Now, I don't know what their relationship was here on Earth, but I can tell you on the other side, it's like very much two peas in a pod.
Okay, that would have been... Go ahead.
Go ahead, honey. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that would have been my dad's only grandchild.
Okay. Now, your son, he did not pass recently, correct?
No.
Mm-mm. This has been, I'm feeling a while back. And a while back, you know, I mean, it could be anywhere, you know, maybe 5 years, but I'm feeling this was a while ago.
Yes, like 8 and a half years.
It was 8 years?
Eight to nine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see what I'm picking up on him. Now here's the interesting part. He's not showing me exactly how he died, but I am seeing his process. And I'm feeling like he just kind of, I'm feeling a very low, like almost like sleeping, you know what I'm saying? Like some people get impacted very quickly, they're not sure that they actually passed over. But with your son, I'm getting a very strong sense that it was almost as if he went to sleep. That doesn't mean to imply that he wasn't ill or something like that, but it does imply to me that there was no suffering involved.
Well, he died first.
Okay.
So.
Well, there's your answer. It was like just asleep.
Right.
But your son is not the age he was when he died. He's not an infant, okay? He's at the, what I would call the earth age appropriate. So if he died 8 or 9 years ago, that would imply that where the level that I'm seeing him at is about that age. But I also see him, because this, I know this sounds crazy, and without getting into a whole bunch of stuff, it's like when you pass, you would expect to reunite with your infant baby. And if that's the way you choose to see your infant child, you will. But when you pass and you want to see your infant grown up or age appropriate or whatever age you feel that you would like to have seen him like, I would have loved to have known what he would have been as a young man. That is what you'll experience.
Okay.
And because this is what I've seen, this is how I've experienced it through the eyes of those who spoke with me.
Okay.
It happens that way. So, so your father is not dealing with an infant; he's dealing with an older child. Okay.
So would my dad be age appropriate and be like in his 80s now?
I'm seeing your dad older, like an older gentleman, okay, and that's because he chooses to be that way. He can really be any age, quote unquote, he wants to be, but he's okay with that. He's fine with that. It's almost like there's a stubbornness in him, like I was supposed to live to a certain age and I will, you know, even though I'm on the other side, I'm going to do this. So I don't feel like that's an issue to him. Did your dad ever work with his hands?
Oh, that was his whole life, yeah.
Okay, because I'm seeing a lot of energy around his hands and a lot of life, so to speak, just, you know, working with his hands. And that can take any expression, you know, whether it's art, whether it's mechanics, it doesn't matter. He had a lot of energy in his hands. That's where his talent was.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead. What was that, Rebecca?
He was a timber faller, and so he cut down trees, so trees of life.
Well, that's where the wood would come in then. That would make sense, you know. But, I mean, the hands, you know, a lot of energy around that.
Okay.
And I also feel that did he read a lot or try, like, it could be the Bible, it could be anything, but I feel like...
No, he hated to read.
Really? Because what I'm seeing is books reading around him at this point. You know, it could be that he's teaching your son, because I know this, it's like we think that once we pass over, like it's just the air and the clouds and we just hang out. From what I've observed, I mean, I don't see it that way. That's not the way it's been expressed to me. But I do feel as if it's like maybe he reads to your son, because I am seeing books around him, and I see them together. This is not something that he's doing on his own, but they're together.
Okay.
But there's a very quiet energy from your dad. He's very content, I guess the word is, to be where he's at and doing what he's doing. And, but I'm not getting any major, like, stuff. And also, a lot of times, if they have a message, it's like, basically, I'm not getting a quote-unquote special message for you, mm-hmm. except to say that he's all right and everything's okay. And you're okay. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be moving soon?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, in the next couple of months.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be for the better, by the way.
Yeah, it is, and then also be getting another job, too. So.
Yeah, it's going to change everything, and it's going to be for the better. And it may be uncomfortable right now, you know. Moving is like, oh, what a pain. But the bottom line is that it's like that's what he's referring to about this move, and that it's going to change things for you, and it's going to make, and I hear the word smoothly. So I feel like if there's any, you know, bumps in the road right now, this move is going to make things more smooth for you, and it'll be a lot less of a roller coaster ride. So I hope that makes sense, Rebecca.
Oh, it totally does. So I just want to say thank you very much. It's nice to hear that things have smoothed out for him, because when he crossed over, it was not a pretty thing for him. And I think he had a lot of trouble coming to grips with that, because I was so young, and he felt like he left me, so... Anyway,
you know, the thing about it is, here's the thing. From what I get from your dad, mm-hmm. it's almost like he's not talking about that. Whatever reasons. Because on some levels, maybe I'm wrong, but I get the sense that he wants you to, you know, we were talking about letting go and release.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's behind. He wants you to put one foot in front of the other and move forward.
I was saying this was something from the past with him, but it was nice to hear he's worked through all that, and that's not an issue. So I guess I was just validating you on that. So.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, Rebecca, and you have a wonderful evening, honey.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. So change, and there you go, more change. Rebecca
exactly.
is moving. Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Rita and Becky. Who do we have on the line tonight?
Yeah, hi, this is Kim from Louisiana.
Hello, Kim from Louisiana. How are you this evening?
Yeah, I'm hanging in, thanks.
Well, can we say that you're well hung?
No.
A little Rita humor. How can we help you, honey?
I need something to write with, so Michael, come. Hi. I'm hoping that you could help me give any kind of optimistic pictures as far as a legal situation. I'm in the beginning of a very harrowing legal situation. My husband has molested my son. And,
Okay. The first word I'm hearing, and Becky, please feel free to jump in. Don't worry about interrupting. It's okay, because, you know,
okay.
Great minds think alike.
Yeah.
Kim, the first thing that I'm feeling, that I'm hearing is proof. So I assume you have this documented from a medical perspective or some kind of perspective?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the foundation of this legal procedure.
Right.
Once there is the proof, so to speak, that is documented from a legal standpoint of view, it's
mm-hmm.
like everything kind of goes from that perspective. The other thing that I'm seeing here is that initially, and like now, because you're in the initial process, he may fight this tooth and nail, because he's going to be like, that's not me, you're crazy,
right,
very
that's what
angry.
He's doing.
But
that's
at the end of the day, he's going to acquiesce, he's going to give in, because he knows that he's had, and he doesn't want it out. And he's just going to, you know, he may put you through the ringer and make you go through this thing about, you know, 75.75% of the way through it, because he's got to save face, okay? But when all is said and done, he's going to back down. And it's, you know, it's like you either do this or it's like, I don't want you to feel like you're in the victim mode. I want you to feel empowered. I want you to feel like, no, this is an injustice to an innocent individual that just happens to be my son, and this is not acceptable. And you have to pay for the consequences of your actions. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts. That's it. you know?
Is he trying to tell you that you're crazy and there's no way how sick of you to think of that or something? Because that's what I'm feeling. It feels like a lot of that. And it's almost like he's trying to make himself believe that, but he knows deep down that that's not true. But it's almost like if you say something over and over again, you start to believe it, and that's what he's trying to do.
Yep. You're
well, that's
right,
a sign of a true con, but yeah, absolutely, because he's going to fight this tooth and nail in the beginning.
Yeah.
So like I said, you'll get a little over about halfway through, three quarters of the way through with this, and he's going to know that he can't put up the fight anymore. You know, he's busted, bottom line. And it's all going to boil down to the evidence, to the proof. Because sometimes, you know, certain things are circumstantial and you can't really prove it, you know. But in this situation, as long as you've got a solid foundation to prove the accusations or the allegations, you have no problems with this. It's only going to be as complicated as you think it's going to be.
Right.
So it's like, even if it maybe get a little bit hairy as it progresses, Kim, I want you to understand one thing. Go back to the root cause of why you're doing this to begin with. This is not about retaliation, in a sense. This is about justice for your son.
Right. Absolutely.
And that's what you have to always keep there in your mind, you know. It's very hard for you to do this also, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, it really is.
You're very torn about this. I mean, not torn in a sense like, oh, should I do it? I don't feel it's a should I do this? It's that you really love this man, and how can he do this to your family?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I would suggest, you know, I'm not a therapist, don't claim to be, but I do suggest talking to someone or, you know, I don't know if you can talk to me. I don't know what your religious bent is, but some people find solace in talking to their pastor. Other people may talk to, you know, therapist or something. But get it off your chest, you know?
Yeah.
Go to a place where you can just, what's that word, let it go, release it, get it out of your system.
Yeah.
Because the hurt that you're carrying around is tremendous. I could feel it all in my chest. It's like a heartache. It's a deep heartache with you.
Yeah.
And, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, my son reads auras, and he keeps insisting I can too. But I said, so what do you see? And he said, well, Mom, your heart's bright red, but there's a big black circle around it. And then he said, and you have lots of yellow at your head, but then it's kind of tan and dirty. I'm like, I'm trying to be happy, honey. It's just hard.
The red is the anger, but also the tan and the black. Black is also sometimes blocking out negativity.
Yeah.
You're trying to protect the aura. Mm-hmm. Or your, you know, that's your energy. That's your life force, you know. And he, you know, the thing, it's so sad. I hate to hear when children have been abused on any level. Because they are the innocents, you know, and that's the thing that you must at all costs keep in your mind, Kim. Because believe me when I tell you, you know, husbands, boyfriends, you know, they come and go, or can't.
Right.
Not that I believe in that, but they can.
Right.
This is a child from you.
Right.
You know, this is your son. And, you know, you'll love again. In fact, there's someone out there in the peripherals of your life that's very ready to give you support. If you so choose it. And do you know anyone by the name of Jimmy?
Well, actually, Jimmy is my baby brother.
I have a brother, baby brother named Jimmy, too.
I have a male friend named Don, who is an email relationship only right now, but I'm so hoping that he can move through what he's moving through. He's got legal issues. I'm hoping it's going to be
He's got divorce
soon.
Issues?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You cannot hide from the psychic.
Yeah. Property settlement.
Now, he's very tied up. He's very embroiled in that right now.
Unfortunately.
But I do feel like I don't know if it's him or not, but there's someone in the peripherals of your life that loves you or cares for you very much and would be willing to help. All you got to do is ask.
Yeah.
But I think that it's the timing of things.
Yeah.
So I know you're feeling like you need that moral support, but I got to be honest with you. Rather than jump into that right now, I would prefer or suggest that you see someone on a more professional level, because this way the emotions can just release without having to worry about, well, how is he going to take this? What does he think? And blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to add that.
Gotcha.
You know?
That's great advice.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Rita and Becky. Have a blessed evening.
Thank you, Kim, for giving us the opportunity.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Take care.
And take care and keep us apprised of the situation when you can, hon.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Change again, girl. More change.
See what I mean?
Think we hit tonight's topic, didn't we? Hi, this is Rita and Becky show. Who do we have on the line tonight?
Shannon.
I didn't get your name, honey. What was it again?
Shannon.
Shannon?
Becky. Shannon?
Shannon.
I can't hear it.
No, for some reason the sound is very muffled, but that's okay. How can we help you?
I was wondering if you could tell me anything about my great-grandma or my brother.
Okay, your great-grandmother and your brother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was your brother a fairly recent death within the last year?
A little bit over a year,
okay. Okay. Your grandmother is very much energetic around. Let me put it to you this way. She said that you're just like her. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's saying that you very much like her, that you take after her. And also, are you the kind of can-do person? Like, in other words, give me a problem, we're going to handle it.
Yeah.
Now, you don't sound like that, but I think you are. Okay. Is there an anniversary, birthday, something around the month of May coming up for you?
Yes.
Okay. What is that, hon?
An anniversary would be my mother's heart attack, and a birthday would be my mother's birthday.
Okay. So May is a significant month, because that's what she's bringing up, the month of May. And also, is there November in there somewhere?
Ma'am?
November?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. Your brother somehow is talking about November. And I'm not sure what that is, but, you know, we can get to that. And I feel it's like the first 3 days, like around the third or something like that. There's something around that time, and I feel like that's going to relate directly back to you and also change for you. Have you thought about continuing some kind of education or taking up some kind of class?
I'm going to college next year.
Okay. Is it going to be locally or out of state?
Local.
The reason why I'm saying the beginning of November, like the first few days, I feel you're taking a trip somewhere for some reason. It's not for anything bad or negative, but it's almost like an exploratory trip, something you're going to quote-unquote check out, and that's going to come in the first 3 days of November. So just kind of keep that in back of your mind. Now, was your brother like several years younger than you?
Mm-mm, no, ma'am.
Okay, because I'm feeling like 5 years here. What's the correlation with that?
I have no idea.
Okay, say that again, honey.
I don't know what the 5 years is, because he wasn't.
The 5 years, okay. Because there's some kind of span. There's a span there, time difference. And I don't know what he's trying to get at. But also, now, let me ask you something. How old was your brother when he passed? Because I'm getting a little fuzzy on the age. I'm seeing him as a young man, and I want to make sure that...
He was 18.
18?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just barely made it. Okay. All right. Becky, what are you picking up on this?
Well, I'm picking up like something with like crimson red, like almost like a red velvet, and I keep picking up like a gift box of some sort with her also, and I don't know what that's coming with there. It's almost like there's some sort of a gift that's being presented in some way, and it came up especially when we were talking about November. So I don't know where that's coming from.
Okay.
I can't understand you. What did you say?
I'm picking up like red velvet, almost like a crimson red velvet, okay? But I'm also picking up a gift box, almost like some sort of a gift is going to be presented to you. Let me see what else. Oh, I had a whole bunch, and it's leaving me really fast. Does this make any sense to you? I keep getting like, I'm getting like a lot of symbols with you, okay? First off, I'm picking up like an anxiety. I don't know if it's like you're nervous or what it is, but I feel like kind of like an anxiety with you. But I'm also picking up something that has to do with like sand, almost like showing me sand from a beach or like it, but it's showing me like the grainy sand part, and I don't know what that means either. But I definitely, the color crimson red, I mean, does that mean anything to you? Do you like deep red or something like that?
The only thing that I can think of red would be, I'm sunburnt right now, and,
and there's the beach, no.
And
did your brother have tattoos? did your brother have tattoos?
Ma'am?
Tattoos.
Do what?
Did your brother have tattoos?
No, he did not.
Who has tattoos that's around you? There's somebody definitely with tattoos down his arms. Who is that?
The only person I know with tattoos would be my dad, but we weren't close.
Is he still alive?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you may not be close. But I feel like, because your brother keeps showing me tattoos, and for whatever reason that I won't go into, but you may not have been close with your dad or are not close at this time, but for some reason, the way your brother is coming through is like he's going through the back door, so to speak. And what does that mean? The way I'm reading this is that, even though you may not be close with your father, there's some connection with your brother and your father or a reason why he died, okay? Your dad may not be a day. I don't feel like your dad was the direct cause of your brother's death. I feel like your dad was an indirect cause of your brother's death. And sometimes that happens through blame or, you know, if he was there or if he did this or would have done that. Okay, because I'm getting a sense, there's something, did your brother, was there any, did he ever have an accident in a vehicle?
Yes, that's how he died.
Okay, because, let me see what else, because he showed me this vehicle, and I just want to make sure I'm reading the energies right. Okay. Now here's the thing. He is not taking responsibility for this accident, if that makes sense. Okay?
Yeah.
He's feeling like it was someone else's fault.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Does that make sense to him?
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
All right. And he was angry at the initial, you know, after he made his transition, and he was PO'd. I mean,
yeah.
That's his words, because he felt like he wasn't in control of the situation. This other individual, or maybe someone else was driving or whatever, it's like he cut his life short, and he feels so stupid about it. It's like,
yeah.
Why, you know, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you have tried to contact your brother through certain means. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, whether you realize it or not, what he's telling me is that you have made the connection and that there is communication between the two of you. And all I'm here to do is validate that for you. And I hope that makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he keeps hanging around what I call the area of where he was killed. And I would suggest that what I would do is, some people, you know, they light white candles to send them to the light. That doesn't mean that you're going to lose your connection with your brother. But I do feel that he's just, there's still some issues, okay, going on with him that he's trying to get over it. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to get over the anger, because we take our emotions with us whether we know it or not. And so there's still some residual anger. Even though he may see things in a bigger light, there's still some anger issues. So just kind of light a candle, whatever you feel is necessary to, you know, just give him the opportunity to go to the light, and he'll be fine then. He'll be fine. So I hope this has helped you, honey.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you have a good evening, hon.
You too. Yeah.
Bye-bye, sweetheart. So, once again, even those who have passed over are learning how to let go. I mean, I find that really interesting, don't you?
Well, I mean, it's the physical body's only, you know, so much. So, and you're right, mm-hmm. when you take it on beyond the level, it never just stops at just that physical body. You know,
exactly.
So it's definitely issues that you have to still kind of work through.
Right. And, you know, it's like you were saying, like, that point of awareness with change. Like, you say things like, I need to, you know, like, when change is created in a manner, when you make the conscious decision to change it, and you're actively creating in hopefully a series of experiences that are going to get you that preferred outcome, this is where I call the name it and claim it. You know, and this is not about guilt or condemnation, but, you know, going with that flow, become the observer, back off from the emotions, and accept the responsibility of it and the ability to respond to it. In other words, this is what I created. I accept responsibility for it. However, this, you fill in the blanks, is no longer acceptable in my life.
Exactly.
And so that is only, but to me, that is only part of the involvement. The idea is to become what I call a vibrational match to that which you desire, you know. And the journey, the process, the ordeal can be the way by which you embark on finding the vibrational match. I mean, how many times have people been in relationships that made them feel a certain way? So what they do is they either try to recreate that through another person, which is not going to happen because everybody's vibration is totally different than everybody else's, but they want to go back to maybe that person, and that person's energy may have changed because we are changing. And so they try to go back to that person and find that that person is just not responding to them in the way that made them feel initially really good, you know. And so we get in that kind of like repetitive pattern. It's sort of like when people have a disease or an illness. Unless you're a vibrational match for that specific illness, you're not going to get that illness. It's like the common cold. Now, the common cold is pretty much in the collective consciousness that's saying, you know, well, everybody gets a cold. And so you can jump into that, you know, pond of collective consciousness and say, yeah, well, I guess I'm susceptible to that too. Or you can refuse. Because the bottom line is there are many people that do not catch the common cold. It's like cancer. It almost seems as if there's an epidemic of cancer. But a good, you know, a side note here is years ago when my mother had cancer, I was told to have myself, you know, checked out, and I refused. Well, the medical community, you know, basically they tell me I was in denial. Okay, that's good. But in assisting my mother, cancer and all its ramifications was all around me. But what was interesting was at the time that all the people that I was starting to meet during the course of this just happened to have the astrological sign of cancer. So although it was around me manifesting, my vibrational match was of a different type of quote-unquote cancer, okay? So like if you're a yo-yo dieter, if you go into debt, come out of debt, go back in, if you find that you repeat the same type of relationship issues, different phase, different this, different that, but the same patterns are kind of repeating, it's because the vibrational match has not been changed. You can temporarily change the situation, but it will not maintain. You have to get the core of it, and the core is the vibrational match. And so what I'm thinking, Becky, maybe the next show in a couple of weeks, we can talk about, you know, what is vibrational matches and, you know, how do we go about figuring out what's our vibrational match or not.
That sounds like an awesome show.
Yeah. Well, of course you're going to say, no, I'm like kidding.
Well, no, it makes total sense. That sounds like such an interesting show to, like, touch on like that. So.
Well, I don't know about you, but at 57, I got to the point in my life where I was tired to be on that same merry-go-round. And even though you say it, you know, I've had enough, sometimes that's not enough. You know, it's like you could fall in love with someone, but sometimes love is just not enough.
Exactly. Well, it's like, you know, we were talking about before, it's like that aha moment. You actually have to make that conscious decision of, okay, this is it. I'm choosing to do something different. I'm not going to go at it in this certain way. I'm going to do it in a different way, you know, or I'm going to really stand back. I'm going to observe what I'm doing. You know, you're going to
right.
make that change or release those chains that have held you down for so long.
Well, not only that, but what happens when you consciously or even subconsciously, for that matter, decide to make changes and the exact opposite happens in your life? Well, there's a reason for that, too, but we're going to get to that in our next show as to why things, you know, come at us. And, you know, I put out something to the universe to get something and it comes back in exactly the opposite. Why? What happened there? You know? And so that's why, you know, the more you know yourself and what you are creating, manifesting, and where you're at in this whole grand scheme of things, I think the more you're educated about this, the more intelligent and, how would you say, choices I think you can make for yourself. Because
yeah.
at the end of the day, it is about you. It should be about you. Because only when you're more fully you can you be more fully to other people. You know, it's like your spirit just grows and it just starts, you know, reaching out like the rays of the sun and touching everyone in that joy and that peace and that clarity of mind, you know. And I mean, there's so much. I mean, literally, I think we're infants in the evolutionary scale of human growth. I really do. We're very intelligent.
Yeah.
You know, but overall, I think there's so much more to us, just so much more. And that's what excites me, the willingness to explore not only who we are, because psychologically, our events and things, reactions to them, yeah, shape us. But at the end of the day, it's what we are that really counts. So with that said, Becky, thank you so much for being here tonight. And I hope you'll come back next time.
I would love to.
Terrific. Thank you, folks. And we'll see you in a couple of weeks, Wednesday night. And thank you for joining us. Good night, everyone. Good night, Becky.
Good night. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.